Don't ever be afraid of God's plan for your life. And I don't care how bad you fouled it up, He's got a way out.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, Kenneth Copeland teaches that it is never too late to experience God's true joy, thanksgiving, and abundance in your life. Now, here's Kenneth.
Turn over here to the 51st chapter of Isaiah. Now remember, Jesus said, seek and you'll find. Knock and it will be opened. Ask, and you shall receive. Everyone that asketh, receiveth. But let him ask in faith. Faith is the connector. These things have to be done in faith. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, you don't maybe understand the words that are coming out of your mouth, but you have faith that you're praying the perfect will of God because it's coming out of you, and it's coming out by the Holy Ghost, and God said it would. And he that prays in tongues edifies himself, charges up his spirit, building yourself up, praying on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. So I don't know whether I can do that or not. You can't with that kind of attitude. Quit trying to do it and go do it. Isaiah 51. Hearken, or listen to me. First time I read that, it said, hear, ken. H-E-A-R-K-E-N. Hear, ken. Hearken to me. You that follow after righteousness, you that seek the Lord and His righteousness. Well, isn't that what we're talking about? Ah, here's some instruction. Look unto the rock whence you were hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence you are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, unto Sarah that bore you. I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. You're the seed of Abraham, and in God's promise to Abraham are key issues to the plan of God. The Lord shall comfort Zion. Well, Brother Copeland, I mean, that's Israel, isn't it? Yes, it's referring to Israel. But the Bible calls the born again believer Mount Zion. No, we don't, the church did not replace Israel or anything else. The church is the church. It didn't replace anything.
Amen.
God, Jesus said, I'll build my church. Didn't say I'll replace Israel with it.
Amen.
Now get that out of your craw.
That's right. Come on with it.
That's preach deadly. It. No good. Violates scripture all over the place. Besides that, it ain't none of your business. There's the church, there's the nations, and there's Israel. And you're in the church. So you take care of your business and let God take care of the other. Amen. If He calls you to help in any of the other two, you agree and go get it done. But your business is the church.
Amen.
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 So now, He'll make her wilderness like Eden. Oh. Now then, the blessing of Abraham is the Eden covenant to get that garden back by the power of the blessing. So God's perfect will for you and all other men is His plan for you is the same plan he had for Adam, and he planted a garden and put him in it. And God has a garden spot for you. So you start with that. God has a good plan for me. His high thoughts are good for me. The religion has told us, philosophy has told us, fear has told us. I don't want to get too close in there to God's plan. I mean, I ain't no telling what he'll tell me to do. Well, it don't make any difference what he tells you to do. It's a whole lot better than anything you can come up with. Because anything he tells you to do, now he's responsible for it. And his plan for you is Eden and no less. If you don't know where to start, start with the promises of Abraham, because all of that belongs to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, and you know, I'm closing here. And her desert like the garden of the Lord, joy and gladness shall be found therein, and thanksgiving and the voice of melody. That's God's plan for you. Joy, I mean, he may call on you to go someplace and do something that looks like, I don't want to go do that. But remember what he has on his mind. Eden, joy, thanksgiving, abundance. The way it looks to you and the way it looks to him are two different things. You just say, yes, sir, I'm on my way. Ha. I was a student at Oral Roberts University. And I was flying for Brother Roberts, and of course I was working in the meetings and all those things. Well, this particular night, one of the last tent meetings, and by this time I was driving his car and was an assistant to him in things, and so I had his coat over my arm, and we'd gotten into that service that night. And I'm just standing there back in the wings, and he's out there preaching. I said it wrong. We were in Cobo Hall in Detroit. And I had his coat over my arm, and he's up there preaching. And my man, he's preaching a message. And the word of the Lord came to me. Well, I'm very young in this. I had little experience at this. Man alive, I jumped to attention. I could hear it on the inside of me, you know. Not with these ears up here. When God's talking like that, he said, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Well, I had opened my heart to hear him, and that I would be obedient to him and incline my ear to his sayings. Amen. I had come to that place by this time. Well, he said, Kenneth. Man, I said, yes, sir. He said, if I tell you to hold his coat, I had his coat draped over my arm, and you go out there and preach, and you win 2,000 souls to the kingdom of God. The souls are fine, but you don't get any credit for them, because I told you to hold the coat. Well, it began to dawn on me, what if I didn't know I was supposed to be holding the coat? That's still a question today. So seek first the kingdom of God and find out, are you supposed to be preaching or holding the coat? You're part of the team. Don't make any difference. You're a partner to this ministry. Which is the most important? The person that stood up and preached the message, or the person that bought the clothes that the preacher's standing there preaching in, or paid for the fuel that got him or her there? It's all the same team. But he said, and he did, there were 2,000 people came to Jesus in that great Cobo Hall. in those meetings. And he said, if you are obedient and you hold the coat, and he preaches a message and gives an invitation, and 2,000 people answer that invitation, you get credit for the same 2,000 souls as he does. Man, I saw it. I mean, that just really set me free, man. But from then on, I was more than willing to do whatever he told me to do. And I said, yes, Lord, yes. And then he said this, Kenneth, if I only told you to carry out one can of trash, I could make your trip from the back door to the alley the adventure of a lifetime. Whoa! And then I saw it. He is the God. He is the marvelous architect of the universe.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
My Jesus, my Father.
Doing His will is the most marvelous thing on the face of the earth. One guy was telling a preacher friend of mine one time, he said, I messed up my whole life. He said, how? He said, well, some years ago, I went down to the altar and the Lord said, are you willing to go to Africa? He said, no. Got up and walked away. And he said, a few days later, I went back to the altar and I'm praying and I'm saying things like I will be done in my life, Lord. Oh, help me, God. He said, are you willing to go to Africa? He said, no, I told you before, no. And he got up and left. And he said, I got to where I didn't want to pray no more. He asked me, am I willing to go to Africa? And I don't want to go over there. And I got up and left. And he said, I finally got off out in the business world. He said, my body's been sick for 50 years. He said, everything I have done is failed. And I realize now where I failed is because I backed out on God and I quit going to Him. I got out of His plan for my life. And he said, I finally repented and fell on my face before God. And he said, are you willing to go to Africa? I said, yes, Lord. When do I leave? He said, I never said you wanted to, I hadn't told you to go. I just wanted to know if you're willing. He said, I blew half of my life in fear because I didn't trust His love for me. But now he realized it. And my friend was able to tell him, hey, it ain't too late. Hallelujah. No, it's never too late with God. Never. As long as you got breath in your bosom. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof the ways of death. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and the way He's right all the time. How? By faith. Lord, Your will be done in my life. I'll go where You want me to go. I'll do what You want me to do. I'll say what You'll have me say. I love You with all of my heart, all of my soul, all of my mind and strength. Your word says in the first chapter of James that any man that lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally to all men and finds no fault. So, Father, I'm asking in the name of Jesus, and I believe I receive Your wisdom. And when I hear that wisdom, when I hear that voice, I'll know and I'll act and I'll do it. I don't care how it seems to me, but I know You have a plan and it'll be right. And I'll be successful in this life and it'll add years and length of days to my life. And I'll live long and be satisfied in the earth. And I thank God that You said in Genesis 6:3 that the days of man shall be 120 years and I'm on my way, glory to God. I intend to live them all in the plan of God. Hallelujah. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Don't ever be afraid of God's plan for your life. And I don't care how bad you fouled it up, He's got a way out. I said to Him one time, I said, Lord, I sense it. I can tell. I've missed it. I've gotten off track here. It's agitating my spirit, and I've noticed it in our finances. This thing bottlenecks some or another. I seek your plan, and I begin to pray in the spirit. I believe I receive. I open my heart, and I open my ears. And you said that the Holy Ghost would show me things to come, and that all you have is all the Father has is yours, and you'll show me all that's yours. I believe I receive it. I believe I receive it. God, help me here. How do I get back into your will? How do I get back into your will? How do I get back into your will? He said, who said you had to get back in it? See, that seemed right to me. How do I get back? I got out. How do I get back? He said, Kenneth, you got an off-course problem. I missed God, and I got off out here out of the will of God. My track's over there. Now, in my mind, I'm trying to know, I'm trying to find out and figure out how to get back over here on that original track and then go. That's what I had in my mind. I thought that's what I was supposed to do. The Lord said, don't you think I can get you from where you are to where I called you to be? I said, well, yeah. He said, well, you trying to do it. Oh. He said, I'll put you back over there. I said, yeah, but what about this over here? He said, the moment that you repent and declare by faith, thy will be done, leave it up to me. I will account it to you as if you never got out of my will. I'll fix the mess that you created, and I will get you back on track from there. You don't have to come try to make up. Say, he said, you'll foul it up worse than you can fix it if you try to fix it. I said, how do I do that? He said, what have I taught you about faith? Believe you receive it, and you'll have it. Say it with your mouth. I said, okay, what do I say? He said, I just told you, thy will be done. I said, you mean that's all it? He said, don't try to build something into this. He said, let me do it. Mm. Thy will be done. Mm. I said, you mean that's all? Thy will be done. He said, now you spend some time with me, and I'll show you the plan. He said, but you just keep confessing. He said, do you believe I can take you from where you are right now into my perfect will and make up for the time that you messed up? I said, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's your specialty. Praise God. You take my mess and straighten them out. Hallelujah. And treat me like I never sinned. When I repent and lay hold and claim and plead the blood, glory to God. He said, well, why don't you do what I told you? I said, I confess the sin of not paying any attention and making my own plans and getting out of the will of God. And I roll all the care of it over on you. And by faith, as far as I'm concerned, thy will be done. And now I'm back in the will of God. He said, that's right. Now get busy. I said, well I'm still on this track. He said, stay there till I lead you in another direction. You started that mess. Keep your contract. Keep your word. Preach the word. I'll work it out. Roll all the care. This is the key issue. Seek first the kingdom of God and then roll all the care over on him. 1 Peter 5, 6 through 10. God gives grace to the humble. And he resists the proud. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care on him. You've been laying there in the bed at night crying because all that care on you. If God could just take half of this, I believe I could handle the rest of it. Oh, shut up. Who you think you are? Little God? No, you're not. You're a child. God. Cast it over on him. He don't want you carrying that mess. Yes, But you're going to have to cast down imaginations, bring into captivity every thought. How do I do that? The weapons of our warfare are mighty through God. You have mighty power to pull down those strongholds. I don't have a care. I cast all of my financial cares over on you. Your will be done. I'm carefree. He meets my needs. What he says, that's what I'll do. And you wake up one morning and he said, I want you to go up there. There's a man out there I want you to talk to. What? No. Say, yes, sir. And go.
Well, I don't see what I need to do that for. Who said you had to see anything? You're taking the care back. You're trying to run the ship again. And your nets are no good. He said, but now you have to resist the devil. And after you have resisted a while, the God of all grace will exalt you, strengthen you, perfect you, and stabilize you. And you'll be entire, wanting nothing. Amen. Rolling all the care of this world over on him. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, no, inflation's a coming. I don't care. I ain't part of that. Ah, but Brother Copeland, that country's going so deep in debt, they can't do nothing. Oh, God, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Ain't my care. That's God's problem, not mine. I don't have a care. I cast all of my financial cares over on you. Your will be done. I'm carefree. He meets my needs. What he says, that's what I'll do.
Come home to the Homecoming 2010 30th Annual Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas, August 2nd through 7th. Homecoming 2010 is designed to equip you with the Word of God so that you may live each day in the blessing. Immerse yourself in the Word with teachings from Kenneth Copeland, Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar. Friday morning, join Kenneth Copeland for a dynamic partners meeting. Saturday morning, Gloria Copeland teaches Healing School. Come expecting to receive your healing. Terry Pearson's hosts pre-service prayer every day. Youth services available Monday through Saturday. 1440 Student Ministries equips students to make every minute count for the glory of God for ages 13 through 18. And Commander Kelly and the Super Kids will be in session for kids ages 6 through 12. It's all free August 2nd through 7th, the Homecoming 2010 30th Annual Southwest Believers Convention. It's the only Believers Convention this year. Get on God's divine path. When sudden change comes to shake your family, finances, health, and future, who will you turn to? Choose God's Word, His power, promise, peace, and provision for every circumstance of your life and stand on a foundation that cannot be shaken. Experience God's way of doing things that meets every challenge head-on and brings victory. Kingdom Principles, Operating Above the System of the World, a Believer's Voice of Victory CD or DVD teaching by Kenneth Copeland and Bill Winston, will help you live above the headlines. Find out why you must choose to live in the Eden system. Learn the steps to keep you from being controlled by the world. Don't accept the counterfeit when you can have the truth. Start living every day in God's Kingdom Principles and experience success, victory, and the power of God's Word to overcome everything that stands in your way with Kingdom Principles, operating above the system of the world. Order your copy of Kingdom Principles by Kenneth Copeland and Bill Winston for only $15, available on CD or DVD. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org. To call us toll-free, the number is 800-600-7395. Take this opportunity to order Kingdom Principles and be ready to operate in God's system of economy today. For these and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
Kingdom Principles, Operating Above the System of the World. This is a CD or DVD series by my grandfather, Kenneth Copeland, and Bill Winston. Now, in this series, they begin to uncover the secrets of living in the kingdom of God. Now, don't be thrown off when I say secrets. These things are a mystery, but they're a mystery hidden for you, not from you. And when you begin to learn these things and use the principles of the kingdom, you begin to experience success and victory and prosperity and healing and forgiveness and salvation and every good thing that comes to you through Jesus. You experience these things in your life. That's what living in the kingdom of God is all about. And you become a transmitter of that same grace to other people. Praise God. Order yours today. Get a hold of these things. It'll be a blessing to you. Now, in today's message, you heard my grandfather say several things here. He talked about the key issues to the plans of God. There are key things to living in that plan. I want to encourage you with something. It is never too late for God. It is never too late with Him. Don't be afraid of your past. Don't be held down by that. God has a good plan for you and a good future for you. Seek Him. Seek the kingdom of God and all those things. Roll them over onto Him. Scripture says, casting all your care onto Him. Why? Because He cares for you. He will care, not just about you. He'll care for you. He'll do it for you. And all you've got to do is make the decision that you don't have any care. You cast your financial care onto Him. You cast the care of the healing and the health of your body, the health of your marriage, your family, everything you have that has tried to be pressure to you, you cast it onto Him and you let Him take the care of it. And you live in the peace that He has for you. We want you to live in God's plan every day of your life. Now, part of that is making yourself available to things like we've got coming up, Homecoming 2010, August 2nd through the 7th, here in Fort Worth, Texas, an outstanding meeting, the Southwest Believers Convention, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar. Now, as an adult, you probably know the importance of being in these meetings, but listen to me, it is just as important to have your kids there. We've got super kids services, age 6 through 12. It's important to have your teenagers there. For junior high and high school students, we have 1440, ages 13 through 18. This is an experience for your entire family. What would it be like to bring your family to something and every single one of you hear the Word of God all day for a week and walk away changed? Man, this is exciting. So for more information about this meeting or other things going on at KCM, just visit us at kcm.org and you'll have everything you need to know. Thank you so much for joining us this week. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that God loves you. We love you. As Kenneth and Gloria always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase today's broadcasts on DVD or CD, go to our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-600-7395.